The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
Hello, everybody. This is the Financial Symphony. I'm Mark Killian, your host today, along with some fantastic people from Creative Financial Partners. Joining me today is Tim Croak, a CFP, along with Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners, and the team serve right here in the northwestern Ohio area. You can find them very easily at their office in Perrysburg, but again, they serve all around Toledo and the whole northwestern Ohio area. And if you'd like to reach out to them, it's very, very easy to do. All you have to do is pick up your phone, give them a call at 800-373-9715. That's your number. 800-373-9715 to get in touch with these gentlemen and get yourself on the calendar for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation to come in and sit down and talk specifically about your unique financial situation. And we've got a great show lined up for everybody today, so we hope that you'll stick around for all of that. We've got a guest coming on later today. We've got Rob Croak coming in during our Community Connection, going to talk about some great stuff there as well. And we also have some insights of the week a little later on in the show, so stick around for all that. But before we get to that, let's get started today, guys, with our bad habits. We've all got them. I know you guys got them. I've got them. And especially when it comes to our financial life, bad habits can get us into some trouble. So let's talk about a few things that you see on a regular basis and some ways to maybe try to avoid those bad habits or break those bad habits, if you will. I know for me personally, I'm bad about ignoring my account statements, and I know that you guys find that a lot with your clients as well, where they just, you get these things in and you just kind of look at them. Maybe you open them, maybe you don't, or you just toss them in a drawer.
Yeah, so there's a time that we actually wouldn't mind you doing that, and that's when the stock market's going down and you're buying things on a monthly basis and you can feel good about that dollar cost averaging that we talk about a lot. But I'll tell you, we have so many clients that have originally set up like 401k retirement plans, and they've done it years ago. And these automatic systems and programs that are in place now, they automatically put you in just based upon your age oftentimes. And so you don't necessarily want to say that they're going to make the right decision for you, who's an individual person and has your own philosophy, your own ideas, your own ideas of how aggressive or conservative you want to be, just by how old you are. So I've got 70-year-old clients that invest like they're 30, and I've got 30-year-olds that invest like they're 70, and it's based upon their philosophy and their thoughts and their ideas. So ignoring statements and just defaulting and saying, hey, we're just going to let them put us where they think we should go, I really don't like that idea.
Yeah, and Dan and I are big advocates on awareness, that you want to be knowledgeable about what you're in and what the philosophy is behind it. Your account statements are a good way to follow that. And some people are going to go down either extreme of the path, where they're going to read every account statement and obsess over it, or they're going to ignore them completely, and they are going to set them on a drawer and never look at them. And neither way is really good. You really want to at least be aware of what you're in. If questions or concerns come up, to be able to address those as they come up is a lot more effective.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree more. And we're talking about bad habits and maybe how some consequences of these bad habits and maybe how to break them or at least be aware of them. And guys, this one I'm sure is something that's happening a lot lately, is being addicted to the rising stock market. I mean, it's been on a tear for a while, right?
It has been. And, you know, the stock market is dominated in the short run by emotional factors as opposed to financial or business or economic type factors, which are influential in the long run. But in the short run, we've got a lot of emotional things that are geared towards either greed or fear. And a lot of that depends on what's happening politically and economically and also with the market right now. But everybody is taking a look at their account balances right now that are going through the roof. And this is when that greed comes out and where people want to buy in because of everything that they're missing by not being in. And it wasn't too long ago that they were pulling out because of the fear factors, and they were afraid of it going down. And neither extreme is really good. You don't want to be addicted to those emotional factors, be they fear or greed.
Yeah, and if you look at the numbers say that the stock market is averaging close to double digits, but the average investor is averaging closer to 3 or 4%. So it's because of that emotional ride and those, you know, kind of those quick movements of thinking we're going to outsmart the market, we're going to invest at the right time, and we're actually doing almost exactly the opposite of that.
Yeah, and it's there's so much, like you said, Tim, there's so much greed going on that it's hard to turn away. It's a bad habit. We want to see it go up and up and up, and everybody likes that. But you do have to be cautious and make sure that you are, you know, in the right investments at the right time and not letting greed get the better of you. And we're talking about bad habits here on the Financial Symphony with the guys from Creative Financial Partners, Tim and Dan here. And Dan, let me ask you on this one, and I know I'm guilty of this as well, and my wife is really bad about this, and that's procrastination. And, you know, procrastinating on your financial decisions that you have to make can definitely be a bad habit you need to work on.
It's a really bad habit. I mean, we've had so many people that really, they miss opportunities, and they'll say, well, I'm going to think about this, let me think about this. And ultimately, many times, they never make a decision because they just are so fearful of making the wrong decision. And many times, I would say, you know, by the time that an idea gets to my desk, or the table that I work at most of the time, I say it's a really good idea. Now, not every client is going to think that every one of my ideas is a good one, and they shouldn't. And I tell them that. I say there's going to be, you know, if I present you with three ideas, I think that there's one you're going to love. There's one you're going to, you know, well, I don't know, maybe at some point. And then there's likely one that you go, what the heck was he thinking showing me that? That's not me at all. And our job is ideas. So I want constantly for us to be sharing new ideas and philosophies and being able to make sure we're on the same page with the client. But oftentimes, we're the conduit for clients to be able to get all this information. So I really like having those discussions to come to those decisions. And it's really tough when somebody is so hesitant to make those decisions ultimately.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of our job is as psychologists more than as financial advisors, because we deal with so much of the human emotion and everything. And so a big part of that effort for us is to bring people down a pathway and make sure that all of the issues that they're facing are brought to their attention with some judgment and some options. But a lot of it is not even to have them say yes, but it's just to have them make a decision and to kind of hold their feet to the fire to that decision-making process. A lot of times we don't care if the answer is yes or no, but there's just certain issues that you've got to face at certain points in your life, and putting it off just really doesn't do you any good.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's a great point that you're leading me right to our next one here on our bad habits, Tim, and that's pretending like something's not going to happen to us, right? We all kind of do that in various parts of our life, but the mortality rate for humans is 100%, right? Nobody's getting out of this thing.
Right.
And so a lot of times we pretend that, you know, well, I'm not going to die, or we pretend I'm not going to be in a nursing home, or my spouse won't, and those are things you've got to deal with and at least have a plan for.
Yeah, you really do, and you know, I'm a little bit older than Dan, so there's a lot of my peers that are facing this right now, especially with life insurance and long-term care. And, you know, when you have people that love you and care for you, these are key type of planning issues, and you really need to make some decisions on it, because to decide, you're actually making a decision. And by putting it off too long, oftentimes by the time you actually want to get the life insurance policy you need or the long-term care coverage that you need, it's too late. Something prevents you. Either the premiums are higher because you waited too long and you're older, or you've got some health issues that will prevent you from getting those type of things. And again, to be able to get those issues presented to you in an intelligent and comprehensive way so you can make quality decisions and then move on with your life is what our goal is.
Yeah, and the truth is that it's the math is telling us now that, you know, out of the Tim and I, one of the two of us likely is going to need that kind of care. And so, you know, I think it's Tim and Tim thinks it's me, but, you know, the truth is that actually the average is more than one out of two of us. And so we have to face those things. And that is one of the biggest kind of things that are left undone. So I have so many clients that come to us from maybe like a brokerage house or stock broker or something. And they come in and I say, well, what's the contingency plan for this, this, or this? And they haven't really thought of those things because they've been investing in their 401k and they have some neat investments this way or that, but some of these other things that are the things that you have to factor in, all the what ifs, those are the things that we take, you know, when we take that financial junk drawer and we kind of organize it, and we also go through our money map process, and we walk people through covering all these what ifs so that they know that all of the things that could potentially happen are accounted for in one way, shape, or form in that plan.
Well, guys, if folks are sitting out there listening right now and they're like, you know, I've got these bad habits or I've got other bad habits financially that I want to address, and they want to get that money map process, what does that look like for folks?
So the process for us is it's a very casual process. So you call in and we will give you a call back early in the week. And we will make sure that we're setting up a time that's convenient for both of us. We'll have you come into the office. You can kind of check us out. We've got a 5,000 square foot building that at one time, and Tim and I were both here 12 years ago, but there was just four of us. And now there's 20 some advisors that work here. We've got 30 some people that work in our building here in Perrysburg. And we come in, we have a very casual conversation, and it's really just an introduction of our philosophy. We like to make sure that everybody's on the same page and see if it fits and see if it feels right. And so we've had so many people we've been able to help in Northwest Ohio. And with our laid back, very casual, independent philosophy, it's been a good fit for this area.
And, you know, our service for our clients is very comprehensive because we deal with every financial issue that there is out there. And I tell you what, I think we've gotten to the point where we really have got a great advising team, and we are a tremendous value to the clients that we serve. But if you want to be involved in that kind of conversation, Dan and I are going to keep our schedules open for the next couple weeks. But you need to get on the phone right now and call for an appointment to come in, and we won't charge you anything. I promise you, you will not consider it time wasted, and you will learn some things in that process. But, you know, it's time for you not to be the procrastinator right now. So we need you to get on the phone, give us a call. Dan and I will make sure that we take the time in the next couple of weeks to meet with you and hear you out. And I promise you, you will be able to get great advice as you walk out the door.
All right, folks. Well, here's your number to take them up on this great offer. It's 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. This is a great opportunity to just make sure you're on the right track, to get that financial junk drawer cleaned out, as Dan mentioned, with the team at Creative Financial Partners. 800-373-9715. Come in, sit down, have a cup of coffee, and talk about your unique, specific situation and get that comprehensive financial review, completely complimentary, no obligation. 800-373-9715 to take advantage of this great offer from Tim and Dan at Creative Financial Partners. All right, folks, stick around. There is more Financial Symphony on the other side. We'll be right back.
Time to get connected with the musical connection right here on the Financial Symphony.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Rod Stutz along with Mark Lloyd. And Mark Lloyd is here to talk about music and money and helping you with your retirement. And he's going to try and tie it all together. He always does that pretty well. And Mark, let's talk about the musical connections of the starving musician or the starving investor. There's some parallels to be drawn here.
Some similarities for sure. I mean, the starving musician, there's a bunch of them out there.
Yeah.
You know, so when you have this dream in life that you want to be a full-time musician or a star one day, I mean, it's like Major League Baseball. It's very, very rare that you get called up to the big leagues.
Exactly.
Well, it's the same thing being a musician. I mean, I've got a lot of buddies in our local community who are continuing to play in their 50s and 60s, and they it's their love. I mean, their passion. They love doing it. I mean, it's just few and far between, and it's the same thing in the investing world. And you know, another musical connection is that, you know, a lot of times you got to take risks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, in the financial world, we may start out with nothing. We got to build something, just like a musician might have to. But also, sometimes you got to take risks out there.
You know, basically, what I think is a shame, Mark, we're talking about people who are struggling. There's so many struggling musicians out there who are so incredibly talented and never get a break. Sometimes you have to get a break. And then there are other just megastars who aren't nearly as talented, but just got a good break and got some good marketing, somebody got behind them, and now they're big stars. And not nearly as talented as the people who are really struggling. It's a hard way to make a living.
It really is. And you know, in the investment world, we talk about having to take risks. Sometimes you need a break, but sometimes we don't get that break, you know?
Right.
But that doesn't stop us from having to invest, right?
Right?
So sometimes we have to take a little bit of risk. Now, what are we talking about? When we're younger, it's very, very important that we grow our money. We got to make sure that we grow our money. But, you know, I like taking calculated risks. Instead of just rolling the dice and gambling and speculating on whether or not that stock or that investment's going to hit, being more calculated and say, okay, I want to be diversified. I want to have a lot of different holdings inside of there so that I can manage my risk. But I realize risk is what creates growth. And see, in the investment world, we have to take risk in order to grow our money. It's hard to grow money today and not have some risk involved of some sort. Now, there's a lot of different strategies out here that we could grow our money and preserve our money. But when we're younger, it's important to grow that nest egg. And sometimes that takes a little bit of risk. Also, it's very, very important in the music world that we learn from our mistakes. When we know, well, that didn't work, why do that again? Don't try to repeat the same mistakes you made. It's the same thing in the investment world. In the investment world, we want to make sure that we're not going to hit home runs on every investment. We're not going to hit home runs every year in our returns. But the key to this is to have more positive returns than we have negative returns. And the key to this is that when we do have a negative return in the market, that it's very small. See, if you've sat there and looked at study after study, I can have a portfolio that has a 5% rate of return, and portfolio number two has a 5% rate of return, but portfolio number one could be going all over the place. It could be like what I call the big roller coaster. At the end of the day, we won't have the same amount of money, because when you take a dip, and it drops 30%, it takes a long time to make that back up.
No kidding.
And there's plenty of folks out here, Ron, that don't have a clue how much risk is in their portfolio. And they just look at it, I gotta grow the money, and they're just gambling and just, you know, keep investing the same way we have. And there's no monitoring. There's no tracking. There's no analyzing of the risk at all. There's nothing being done. No rebalancing being done. It's strictly just a portfolio of, you know, roll the dice and hope it works out. You know, and that doesn't have to be that way. We literally can have a managed risk portfolio that has very low volatility. Put me on the smaller roller coaster, Mark, or put me on the kiddie ride. We can have that and still grow our money consistently. But how do we do it? We have to have diversification. I call it different buckets of money. We need to have some safe money. We need to have some income-driven money. We need to have some diversified growth money that is more globally invested. And when you put just the right pieces of puzzle together, you can have a portfolio that grows consistently, but at the same time protects us from the downside of the market. And that's just as critical, just as important as growing it. So just like a brand new musician or new musician starting out, they got to take some risk. You have to take some in your portfolio, but we can manage the risk and calculate the risk. So how much risk do you have right now in your portfolio? Do you know that what that risk is? Do you know the number associated with that? How much volatility you have, what your standard deviation score is. Do you know that answer? You need to know that answer. We may be having some future rate hikes coming up by the feds. All this can affect the market, and all this can affect your portfolio if you don't have it under control. So it's real easy. Give us a call, and we'll be more than happy to run a complimentary stress test on your portfolio and see just how much risk you have. But more importantly, are you getting the reward associated with the risk that you're taking? And I think you need to know that answer, and you can do it by just calling in today. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself, 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
I know it's only rock and roll and retirement, but I like it. Stay tuned to the Financial Symphony.
Around here, this is the Financial Symphony. We certainly appreciate you listening to the show today. Mark Killian back here alongside Dan and Tim of Creative Financial Partners. And if you'd like to reach out to the guys, it's easy to do, 800-373-9715 to get yourself on the appointment calendar and come in and have a conversation with these fine gentlemen from Creative Financial Partners, serving the Toledo and Northwest Ohio area. And guys, it's time for the request line. This is one of our favorite parts of the show where we get questions from around the area. So we'll just dive right in and see if we can help some folks out with some ideas or some wisdoms or some things to think about as they're thinking about retirement and planning for retirement. Our first question comes in to us from Sam in Maumee, and he says, guys, our company just got bought out, and there are rumors that most of us are going to be offered an early retirement offer. What do these offers normally include, and what should I be doing, if anything, to be prepared?
Well, unfortunately, Sam, there's a lot of people that have been getting these types of questions to us for us to kind of funnel through, and we oftentimes will assess their situation and see if accepting the early retirement package is the right thing to do or if they need to work a little bit longer. Oftentimes, these will have a lump sum or they'll pay you out over a period of time. They'll also sometimes include health insurance. There's many, many variables, and everybody has a little different agenda for what's important to them. But what I think you need to do is get a clear list of all those things that are there, all the things that are available, and then come in with your agenda. Give us a call, and we'd love to sit down and kind of walk through. We actually have kind of a checklist working list that we work off of for these situations, and we want to make sure as we go through that money map process that we're going down that leg and making sure that that path is clear for you and that you're making that decision as an educated decision and not just, oh, I think I should, or that you're doing it because somebody that you used to work with or work with thinks it's a good idea or somebody's telling you it's a great deal. What you want to do is make sure this is the right deal for you and that you're completely educated on that decision.
Yeah, the best advice I can offer is to go into that kind of process already being wealthy and making sure that you've got yourself in really good shape financially, because that way you'll be able to make the decisions that are in your best interest financially and not that you have to do because of being tied to your purse strings. The more freedom that you've got, the more ability you're going to have to make those great decisions. And if it's the great decision to leave, then you can leave, or if it's not, then you can stay. But to be able to have the money to do whatever is best either way is really the way to set yourself up.
All right. Well, great question, Sam. We certainly appreciate it. If you'd like to reach out to the guys, obviously, to talk more about this in detail, feel free to do so. Just give them a call anytime. You don't have to wait till the end of the show, and that's for anybody out there. Just reach out and call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. All right, guys, we got a question coming in from Oregon from Cindy, and she says, "Fellas, I've been trying to pay off my house early so that I don't have a mortgage when I retire later this year. But at this point, it looks like I'll still have payments for another 10 to 12 months after retirement. Should I just keep working until the thing is paid off?"
Yeah, Cindy, let me say, first of all, that's really a kind of an individual question and issue. 10 to 12 months is just not that big of a deal. And so I am not sure I'd make a retirement decision around it. What I will say, though, is that your home typically is a huge cornerstone of your estate. And it's normally where a lot of people keep their wealth. And it's a great appreciated asset. And there's a lot of ways for you to manage your home equity and the mortgage that's on it for your benefit. And so that is probably worthy of a discussion. And, you know, with a lot of people, we will use that mortgage to do other things. Sometimes we want to look at reverse mortgages so they can get an income stream from the equity in their home. Or a lot of times they also want to look at legacy planning, how they want to leave that house or at least the equity in the house to their family. And so if you want to talk about those kind of issues, we can really offer a lot of insight.
Yeah, I think that the philosophy that Tim hit there is everybody's got just a little different take on this. I mean, that interest that you are paying on that mortgage is deductible. And so it might not be the biggest thing for us to pay it back right away. We will be able to look at that, and as we walk through that money map process, we can tell you what makes the most sense for your unique situation.
Great question, Cindy. Certainly appreciate it. 800-373-9715, that's the number to call to talk to the guys to kind of dive into this further and make sure that you are making the right decision for yourself before you do anything. And, of course, you're listening to the Financial Symphony here with Tim and Dan of Creative Financial Partners. And your number to call is 800-373-9715 to reach out to the guys. And we've got time for just one more, fellas, from Millbury, and this is Greg. And Greg says, "Guys, I like my financial advisor, but he's really hard to get in touch with. I rarely get phone calls returned, and I wonder if my account is maybe just too small for him to worry about. I have about $350,000 with him, and I believe that most of his accounts and clients are more of the $1 million or more variety. Is this a common problem?"
I will give you my take first because I'm really aggressive with this. And if you're not getting a return phone call, I don't care if you have $3 with them. If you're not getting a return phone call, then you need to leave. And I'll tell you, I just personally, it just rankles me, the advisors that say, "Hey, I'm only going to work with you if you've got $500,000, you know, or $1 million or whatever amount to bring to us." And part of that is, you know, my upbringing was very blue collar, as was Dan's. He's from Pemberville. I'm from Oregon. We come from industrial families. And, you know, we really want to work with the common people, the ones with real everyday problems. We place no value on you based on what kind of money that you've got. We're here to help. And I think it's a huge problem if you've got that kind of money with anyone and they don't think that it's worthy to respond or to reach out to you.
Well, I think we've seen a lot more of this lately with a lot of the bigger brokerage houses, and you've seen it in the news, and many of our, you know, new clients have felt it, that they're being ignored, and they're actually, in many situations, they no longer have a financial advisor. They now have a 1-800 number that some of these bigger brokerage firms are not going to service accounts under a certain size. And I'm not going to name any names, but people know it. They've read in the papers. They've heard. And in some situations, they've actually had it happen to them. So if you're one of those people, we would love to be able to have those conversations. As Tim mentioned, I mean, I grew up in Pemberville, Ohio, so we are not fancy people here. And we've always gone with the philosophy that we're here to take care of our community and take care of our people. So although, you know, it's much easier to set up a retirement plan that's foolproof for somebody that's got an awful lot of money, we also know that it's the people like my family that really need everything to go really, really well and have all of the I's dotted and the T's crossed and very little room for error that we help the most many times. So if you'd like to be in a situation where you feel like somebody has your best interest at heart, where you feel like they've put together a plan, a game plan that truly is in your best interest, and is truly mapping out all of the factors and all the considerations that you have for your personal situation rather than just a boilerplate that somebody dropped in your name into, then give us a call. We'd love to sit down with you, have a relaxed conversation, and introduce you to our Money Map process.
All right, folks, here's your number to call, 800-373-9715. It's 800-373-9715. Great questions this week on the request line. We certainly appreciate those, so just keep them coming at any time. And as the guy said, if you'd like to sit down with someone who's going to be interested in talking to you and learning about your situation, getting to know one another and getting that right fit in place, then reach out to the guys at Creative Financial Partners, 800-373-9715, to get your financial house in order with the team. Come in, sit down, and get that comprehensive financial review, complimentary, no obligation, but you have to take some action. Go ahead and pick up the phone, give them a call, 800-373-9715. Okay, folks, stick around. There's a lot more Financial Symphony to come. We still have our guest in studio to stop by, as well as the insight of the week. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Children who study music tend to have a larger vocabulary and more advanced reading skills than peers. You'll get the same effect when you meet with a local financial maestro. It's an education about the financial world that will enable and equip you to better understand how markets work and how your portfolio can work for you, and how you can retire with more peace of mind than those around you who are using tired, outdated strategies. Get on track to retire with confidence and knowledge. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
It's time for a fireside chat as we get to know your local Financial Symphony maestro a bit better.
Well, folks, it's getting to know you time right here on the Financial Symphony. This is that fun part of the show where we step away from the financial chatter for a moment or two and get to know the guys at Creative Financial Partners just a little bit better. And you know, guys, how this goes. Sometimes we ask all kinds of crazy questions. You never know what you're going to get on this segment. And this one's kind of fun, so I'll be curious to see what both Tim and Dan feel about this. Whoever wants to go first, feel free. But if you could read the diary of any one person in history, who would it be?
Well, let me start off. Dan knows where I'm going. We've had the chance to kind of go back and forth on this a little bit, just talking about different personalities in history and who we would like to read the diary of. And the first name I would go to is John F. Kennedy, and I'm a big Kennedy fan. Nice. Anyway. And I've always been a little bit amazed that his family was so wealthy, and being that wealthy, that he chose to go into politics at all and to really embrace a life of service. Even after he had an older brother killed in World War II, and he had a sister who died before he ran for office, and you know, coming from a big family, somewhat controversially even back at the time, and through his political life and his life as president, there were just so many different things that he went through, that he encountered. Some were great, like the space program, and some were very tense, like the Cuban Missile Crisis. He had a little bit of tragedy going on and a little bit of celebration all the time. He had a beautiful young wife and great kids, and was able to build a great staff around him. And to be able to go through his thought process and kind of see on a day-by-day basis what his thoughts were and how he evolved, I think that would be one great read.
Yeah, that's kind of the other end of the spectrum from me. So I was thinking about this and thinking about it. And as far as like the most interesting person to read the diary, I actually thought, and I don't endorse his actions on any level, but I thought Hitler would be an extremely interesting person to have the diary of. And so to try to understand what was in his mind and what the philosophies that he believed in, because you know he was very passionate about it, and where his agenda started and what he had the vision of it looking like at the end and how all of that worked together, I thought that would be extremely interesting. Although for opposite end of the spectrum from Tim's ideas there. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely so, two polar opposites there, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is pretty typical.
that's the way we roll.
Well, you know, yeah. And I'm sure that, you know, people could, you know, obviously like you're thinking there, could be like, wow, I can't believe you picked that guy. But, you know, just to kind of find some insights would be interesting, because you just never know. Obviously, people of all walks of life have trying to learn what makes them tick is also very interesting as well. So that's our getting to know you for this week. Very interesting thoughts on the diary of anybody from history you could read with Tim and Dan of Creative Financial Partners. And stick around. We're going to get back to the financial talk here in just a moment or two. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Financial Symphony.
It can take a composer weeks, months, or even years to put together their magnum opus. That's because they take the time to find just the right notes, chords, and melodies. And while a great financial plan won't take years to put together, you should take the same pride and attention to make sure it's the perfect plan for you. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
You want to see sharp and not be flat in retirement? This is the Financial Symphony.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. We're moving along nicely today here on the show, and it's time to turn and get our insight of the week from the team at Creative Financial Partners. 800-373-9715. That's your number to call if you're in the Toledo or Northwest Ohio area. Reach out to them, 800-373-9715. And Dan, what is our insight of the week? What are we talking about?
Well, this time of year, we always have a lot of questions about taxes. So I thought I'd kind of quiz Tim, having been the one that's been doing this for so much longer than me. I thought I'd ask him kind of, if you were going to say what was one of our most tax-friendly investments, what would you say that would be?
Thank you, Dan. I will just use my massive age and experience to be able to answer this question. One of the key areas that we deal with very actively for tax planning is investments in oil and natural gas limited partnerships. And it's a very popular area, and a lot of people are not aware of it, but the popularity comes from the fact that when you invest in oil and gas partnerships, you get a deduction right off of your income for intangible drilling costs. And it's an allowance that the government gives to give people incentive, investors incentive, to be able to invest in the oil and natural gas industry. And so the fact of the matter is, when people are looking for a tax deduction that is not going to be recaptured, you know, where if you put money into a 401k or IRA, it's a deduction today, but it's taxable to you tomorrow. And so with oil or natural gas, if you can invest in it, and it's deductible today, but there's not a recapture. The money is then invested in that oil commodity in the support system, and it will produce from that point on an income for you for as long as that partnership lasts. And so it is great for people that are looking for that kind of a deduction, and also for retirees who have got to take the required minimum distributions that start at age 70 and a half. So you've, at that point, you've got to take money out of your qualified pension and IRA plans and on the surface of it, pay tax on it. But many investors choose to take that distribution, turn it right around and put it into these partnerships. So it is basically a taxable on one hand, deductible right on the other, and then the money is actually invested and distributions are created for the investor. So you can tell it is a very popular type of program.
Yeah. So the one question that first comes to mind, we've seen gas prices, you know, below $2. We've seen gas prices above $4. Like with all that oil price volatility, that's a big question that I'm guessing your investors are asking.
They are. And it's really kind of a double-edged sword, because what you want to realize on one hand is that the United States, with the new technologies that are available, have got a lot more oil being pumped and developed in the United States. We are very close to being a domestic oil consumer. So instead of getting oil from other places, particularly the Mideast and OPEC, we're very close to the point where we can produce all of our own oil and natural gas at this point. That is a huge boom to the U.S. economy. And so that part of it is very good. These new oil fields are being explored and drilled all the time. On the other hand, you're going to see times like we saw last year where the price of oil per barrel absolutely crashed. And there's no doubt that the price of oil is going to affect the value of these partnerships. And so what you want to know, like any investment, this type of thing can have some volatility to it. But you also want to know that to be able to buy into these type of programs when the price is low is very much like being able to buy into the stock market after the crash of 2008 when the stock market was at 6,500 points on the Dow. And if you can, you know, turn back the clock and invest in the stock market at that point and take a look at what it is today, then you'll see what I'm talking about. And it's just now we're pretty close to where we were, you know, in those competing businesses, and where oil is today is where the stock market was after 2008's crash.
Awesome. So that's our insight of the week.
All right, good stuff from the guys on the Insight of the Week this week right here on the Financial Symphony. And, folks, if you'd like to reach out to Dan and Tim of Creative Financial Partners, it's so, so easy to do. You just have to pick up your phone and give them a call, 800-373-9715. That's the number to call, 800-373-9715. They've got a convenient office there in Perrysburg to come by and see them, but they serve all of the Toledo and northwestern Ohio area. But you just have to take some action. Give them a call. Come in, sit down, and have a conversation with these guys. They're a lot of fun, and they definitely know their stuff, so they'll be able to help you get on the right path or the right track towards retirement and get that financial house in order. So give them a call, 800-373-9715. And as always, there is no obligation for this complimentary review to come in and sit down and chat with them. Stick around. There is more Financial Symphony on the other side.
Wherever you go, there I am, following, lurking, slinking along, continuously nibbling away at your hard work. I'm the Hidden Fees. Don't be afraid of hidden fees in your portfolio. Come in to meet with your financial maestro for a review of all the fees in your current plan. Let us see if we can eliminate those pesky hidden fees. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
It's that time of the show where we take your questions. It's
Request Line.
Ron Stutz here along with Mark Lloyd. And Mark, as we always do, let's go to the Request Line today. We have a great question that came in from Harold. And Harold says, I've recently been getting phone calls from a financial group in New York with some technology stocks that they say I ought to buy. The pitch is convincing, but I don't know anything about this group. I'm assuming this is something I should stay away from.
Well, yeah, Harold, follow your assumption. Absolutely. You know, anytime you're getting a phone call, telephone solicitation about when it comes to investing, I'd be leery of that anyway. You're talking about trusting your money, trusting your future with someone that you hadn't even met?
Mm-hmm.
That makes no sense. I'm not even a big fan of dealing with toll-free numbers and of companies that are reputable and not having the face-to-face conversation. You need to be comfortable as an investor out there with whoever you're working with. Quiz them. Ask them questions. Ask them about their, you know, about their, you know, experience. Ask them about their philosophy. Ask them about them as a person. What are their values? I mean, the relationship you have with your financial advisor is just as important as any relationship you might have with your doctor or anyone else, because you're talking about your financial health here. And it's very, very important that those questions are answered. That's one of the things we really appreciate by all the listeners we've had through the years. We love the opportunity to be able to sit down and have that one-on-one conversation with them. And ask a lot of questions. They ask us questions. We ask them questions. We ask questions like, you know, what are your expectations? What are you wanting your portfolio to do? What makes you dissatisfied with your investing right now? Are you dissatisfied? How much risk are you willing to take to get to your goal? I mean, when you see the market take that dip, when does the heartburn kick in? Is it 5% of your value? Is it 10% of your value? I mean, we ask questions like that so we can get a feel of what your concerns are, but what your expectations are, but also, you know, about what your risk tolerance is. There's so many good tried and true, you know, strategies out here that have been used for years where you don't need to gamble and speculate with your money. You don't. You just need to invest it prudently. You need to have sound investments that have an excellent track record, but at the same time, we know that they're diversified. The markets are still one of the greatest wealth creation tools on the planet. We've seen it time and time again. But you need to invest very academically, and you need to invest very prudently, and we can help you with that. But you got to be willing to pick up the phone and call and set up an appointment for that face-to-face interview, for that face-to-face conversation. No stress, no pressure, no sales techniques, just a conversation about where you're at, where you're going in life, what's your goals, when you want to retire, and let us sit down and design something that's going to get you there and show you how that works. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
The Financial Symphony is reaching its crescendo. Your local financial maestro is coming up next.
Well, we're moving along down the home stretch here on the Financial Symphony, and we certainly appreciate your time today tuning into the show. Been here with Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak of Creative Financial Partners, but now Dan has stepped away, so we certainly appreciate him for the day, and we've got a guest in, and Tim's going to have a little conversation here. But if you'd like to reach out to the guys, make sure that you give them a call at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715 to get in touch with Dan and Tim of Creative Financial Partners, and come in and see the office and sit down and have a conversation and work with this great team that they've put together. And with all that said, I'll go ahead and turn it over to Tim, who's going to do a little interview of his own today with our guest. Go ahead, Tim.
Yep. Hey, thanks, Mark. Much appreciated. Hey, we have in the studio today a guy who's actually my cousin. It's Rob Croak. I should say the Rob Croak. And most of you have heard about Rob one time or another. He's a little bit of a, somewhat of an enigma and somewhat of a legend in Toledo entrepreneurial circles. One of the questions I get asked the most is, hey, you must be related to Rob Croak. What's he up to? And, Rob, I've heard you in relation to Silly Bands, with Frankie's, with M-O-Steria, with the Docs. I heard that you were living in Vegas. I heard you were living on the river and that you had movie deals in Los Angeles. What is the Rob Croak story?
I would say the Rob Croak story is whatever people, kind of want it to be, because everyone kind of draws their own conclusions based on what they hear on the street. Right now, as many people know around the area, with me being in the restaurant business for the last 25 years as part of my portfolio, I was looking to start a new brand that I felt could be really good as a franchisable opportunity for people. And so from that, we launched the Max & Melts brand, which we have one over at Westgate on Central Avenue, right across from Costco, and also one right here in Perrysburg, right down the street from your office. And what Maxi Melts is a fast, casual, gourmet mac and cheese and gourmet sandwich shop. And what makes it a little different is we're trying to really go after the really high-quality food market somewhere kind of between a Panera and a Chipotle, where we're using all-natural meats and cheeses. So that's one of the things I'm working on, along with, you know, a bevy of other things from a couple apps that I'm working on, some other products. We have a garden product that's coming out this summer that'll see on QVC and in the Home Depots and Lowe's of the world. It's going to save a lot of back pain on all of us. Something that's really great and I'm excited to launch. It's called the Mighty Sweep. It'll be out soon. And then just kind of working on several projects. And yes, Frankie's is still around after 76 years in Toledo of providing live music to Toledo. And, you know, I'm still investing in startups and then also involved in some Bitcoin stuff, some Ethereum, and also on advisory boards of some blockchain companies. And also I have a new product that I'm working with from a European company. It's called Blast Energy Gum. And it's basically, we believe we can change the market how 5-Hour Energy did to Red Bull and Monster Energy Drink. And this is in the form of a gum. So it's a small piece of gum, like a Chiclet-sized gum. And it gives you 80 milligrams of caffeine in the same delivery as a cup of coffee would. But it's all natural, gluten-free, and kosher, so you don't get all the calories and sugar of coffee. So that's kind of the roundabout of the things I'm working on at this time.
Well, where do you find the time? And you've always been like that. You've always had a million different projects going. Where do you get your time management, but also your inspiration to keep your fingers in so many things?
Well, I think for me, the time is really just about dedicating it